Welcome to Big Talk for Breeders. My name is Michael Doherty, a show-jumping breeder from the west of Ireland. And in each episode, I'll bring you a new interview with a successful sport horse breeder. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Now let's get started. This is episode number one with Belgian sport horse breeder Luc Henry. What was the best piece of advice that you've received in breeding or in horses?
It's a question I was not awaiting at all. The best piece of advice. I would say when I was beginning of breeding, when I was really, I was 24, I was wanting to buy a horse and to buy a mare and to go, and I meet a breeder whose name was Charles Lejeune de Skirval. He breeds Linot, he breeds Mujik, and I remember that this guy tell me, you need to check the canter of the horse. If he has a good canter, he will be a good jumper. So it could be a little bit simple, my answer could be a little bit simple, but it is the beginning of my answer. It means the best advice that I can give now to people is to observe. If you cannot observe, it will be really difficult to have the right idea of the horse that is in front of you and to feel who he is and what he is. So the observing is for me the most important thing of all in the horse, for horse breeders, for horse trainer, for horse rider, because the observing is the first step. After the observing, you have the feeling, and after the feeling, you let come the conclusion of you can feel what you may conclude or not. It is certain that also when sometimes I conclude I'm wrong. But it's by the fact that I train myself, or I've trained myself all my life, okay, all my life of breeder, of a horseman, that I train, and my conclusion of my feeling was more and more right. So the first step is to observe. It's like a marathonian. If he cannot walk, he cannot run also. So it's observing, yeah.
Okay. What was the horse that taught you the most?
The horse that...
And why, that taught you the most, that you learned the most, the horse that you learned the most from?
It's a really deep question, but okay, it's nice. I need to let come the what I feel, and I will let you say that. Maybe it's Curly Bet. I don't know if it's the right one or not, but what is coming to me now one time is Curly Bet. Because I was so convinced that we need to use Balobé on Narcotique de Muse. I was a really lucky man when Joris de Brabant proposed me to breed with him. And I, at that time, I could choose between Tabal and Narcotique. And I chose Narcotique because she was Darko Chinchin, and Tabal was Chinchin Goliath, and the lineage, you know, and Curlichin was so well on. So I decided to take Narcotique, the Darko Chinchin. And I was convinced that, I was convinced that Balobé was the match for this mare, because she was a little bit heavy. She was good, but she needs the blood that Balobé had. And all the story I live with him makes me a more wise man. Yeah.
Great. Who has had the biggest influence on your breeding career so far? What person?
The most inspiring man is not the breeder of jumpers. It's the breeder of trotter. It is Jean-Pierre Dubois. This guy has all understood since the beginning. It was incredible.
What do you mean by understood?
In you, the way of ameliorating the breeding. The stample that this guy brings in the breeding of trotter is worldwide, and at the time I meet Joris the Brabander, I was feeling he's the new Jean-Pierre Dubois in the jumping, but Jean-Pierre Dubois is for me far. Okay, Joris is somebody, really exceptional. I have a lot of respect for him. But for me, Jean-Pierre Dubois, it's like you have God and Saint Peter.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So Jean-Pierre Dubois is God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have God and the popes. You know,
yeah.
Joris is maybe one of the popes. So not a lot of people know Jean-Pierre Dubois, but this guy is totally exceptional, out of class. He is a visionary. He take no consideration of what the people think about what he does. He believe in what he does. He work hard, and okay, probably he has big default also, but that's not my problem. But about the breeding, that's it. And I want to say something others. In the breeding, in the jumpers, I said more times, but Leo Melchior, Mark Luskens, and Joris de Brabander are the trio that if it was one man, it was the best of the world, far away. Because they have all special aspects that they give him the chance, because you need a little bit of chance, the breed of the number one in the world. And maybe Jean-Pierre Dubois, the one who has these three quality together.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could own any living mare in the world.
If you could?
Own?
Yeah.
Any living mare in the world.
A male lived for the moment, or who has lived?
Who is living at the moment, either for competition or for breeding. What would that one mare be?
It's really, really, really difficult to make a choice. Probably a lot of people will say Usha and Usha Van Roosacker.
Mm-hmm.
And I will probably say also, but I don't know if she lives. Maybe because I don't hear any more from her. Maybe it's a secret that she's died or not. I don't know, but maybe I will say her, but maybe not also. I would say I will take three because it's really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really difficult. Usha, Fit for Fun, Jeunesse. These three, and I make a mix of the three.
And do you think, is there a particular quality that the three share that bring them to your mind?
Exceptional carefulness, top mentality, but they are exceptional, really exceptional natural talent, or naturally careful and naturally good mind, and that's the most important thing. You know, you cannot ask a fish to jump. You can ask a kangaroo to jump, so it is its nature. But you cannot ask a kangaroo to swim. And there are some horses who are like fish, and other ones are like kangaroos. And then it is also the same with the mentality. You are people, there are people who are strong as a bull, but if they need to make an effort, they are as strong as a sheep. And there are sheep who are as strong as a bull. And I remember I see one day a video of it was a little animal was fighting against a big one, and it was so aligned in his mind, the big one goes away. You need this mentality, because it's not normal for a horse, it's not natural for a horse to jump Olympic and to say clear. It's not normal, but there are ones who can do it, and this one has the carefulness, the physical ability, and the mentality.
Okay. What was the first foal that you ever bred?
The name, or?
What was the first foal that you ever bred, and where did it go? By the one that you bred by yourself for the
yes,
first time?
Yes, the first foal I bred is it was a filly. Okay, I don't know if I bred, I buy the mare pregnant.
Okay.
So maybe I bred it also. But I don't feel I am the creator of him, mm-hmm. but I am the breeder. I was the breeder. Her name was Marsaglia. I think Marsaglia. She was a daughter of Heba van Kastenhove. Heba is the father of Mujik. And the mother's name is, Geisha van Kastenhove, and Geisha was a bon ami out of Olonka, Rigoletto Camus, I think Sineda, I'm not sure. Not sure anymore.
Well, forgive you.
Yeah. So I was mad about this lineage who gives Legato and Bugeno, two Olympic horses. And Geisha, bon ami at that time was a horse that he jumped the Olympic 1 or 2 years later. No, he jumped the Olympics the year that the filly born. It was in 96 in Atlanta, and so I buy the mare in 95. Yeah, she was pregnant, and okay, she was sister of Bacara, who jumps Grand Prix. She was sister of Abenabel, the mother of Katinka, the mother, and herself mother of Bugeno. She was a sister of Legato, sister of Zolonka, that the mother of Legato, who jumps Olympic also in Atlanta. So it was fantastic. And Eba was a young horse. He was 4 or 5. His mother jumps 150. And the father was Keba. Thoroughbred was really good, well-bred, with really jumper lines as a thoroughbred. And okay, that was my first foal. Her name was Marsaglia, yeah.
Good.
And I sell her, I think, when she was 6 months, something like this. I need to eat.
Yeah.
Not to eat her, but to have something for eating.
Yourself.
Yeah.
What risk or chances are you most happy that you took so far in horses? Or like, what was the risk that you're most happy that you took?
To stay stressful, also it was dark. And to stay stressful in the life, also when it was dark, because I cannot say that or that or that. It's difficult. I can tell you, I bought back a 7-year-old horse for a lot of money to my partner. It was a big risk. I bought Agonix for a lot of money in the field. It was a big risk. When I separate myself, okay, when I separate with Joris the Brabander, I take a big risk. It was every year a big risk. And still now it is big risk. When I say to Mark Luskens 15 years ago, I remember I was in his stable, I say, you have the best lineage in the world. It was a big risk, because if I say that, I believe it, and I bought all what I can buy. So it was risk. Every time risk.
What horse has done the most for your breeding career, do you think?
I think I can say Agonix. I don't need recognition, but it gave me that. I don't need it, but I feel it gave me that. And what is, I don't know if he will be the one of the best stallion in the world. It's for me the same, but he was an exceptional horse. And every step of his life was exceptional for me. And it was an easy way. It was not so easy with him, because he was so exceptional, like a genius. It was not a horse as a normal one. So, yeah. Agonix, yeah.
What's the most generous thing that someone has done for you in the horse industry? And I'm sure there are lots, but is there one that comes to your mind?
Can you say it again that I really could understand the question, please?
What is the most or one of the most generous things that somebody has done for you in the horse industry?
It could be special what I say, but it's difficult for me to find one. And what is maybe more special is probably Joris de Brabander, who gave me the chance to breed with Narcotic. And after 5 years we divorced, but he has a vision, and his vision was right. And he asked me to come with him in his vision, okay, in his path. Yeah. But otherwise, not a lot.
What one dream or goal do you most hope to achieve in horses or in your breeding?
Now?
And maybe you've already done what goal you set
it's
out
done.
To achieve.
It's done for me. My dream was to breed Olympic horse. And it was incredible. It happened when I was 6 years ago, when I was 43, and I breed that horse 10 years before. So I breed an Olympic horse when I was 33. So it's really a gift. Okay, I receive a present of life. And surely, if you know that I sell him for €1,750 as a yearling, so that was really something special, yeah.
And you don't strike me as someone who achieves their goal and stops. So you don't, to me, you don't seem like somebody who sets a goal and then achieves it,
yeah,
and then stops.
Yeah.
So what is the most thing that you're working towards at the moment? Because I'm sure when you achieve one goal,
yeah,
you set a new one to go forward with.
Yeah, my goal was to breed Olympic horse and also to go to Olympics with my own horse. This goal is out of my life, out of my mind, because it's really difficult, and I feel maybe it will happen, maybe not, but for me it's the same now. I don't need it anymore. And if it happens, it's fantastic, and if it doesn't happen, it's also fantastic, because I know how difficult it is to achieve that, you know? You need to have the horse on, you need that. And then if my goal is that, maybe I need to hold 20 horses, and it is not realistic.
Practical, yeah.
You know? So that is so. No, my goal now really is to have pleasure and joy in my life and in my breeding also, and to make it 100% professional as a hobby man, and to share as much as possible. To share as much as possible, yeah.
And then for young breeders, either starting or that have only been doing it for a few years, what advice would you offer them at the moment?
To believe in what they do. Never lie with yourself.
Never lie.
Lie.
Yeah.
With yourself.
Okay.
Stay confident and conscious. And enjoy.
Perfect. So that was our last question. And just to thank you for doing that, but to also thank you for all the help and all the advice you give, not just to me, mm-hmm. but to all those around you. You've changed a lot of lives in breeding, and I think you will do so a lot more in the future. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.